Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Clonmel, the Twilight Card there, and seven races in National Hunt Rules. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, I'm fine, buddy. Yeah, fine.
Good. Quite a tricky little card tonight in Clonmel.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is, yeah. Very similar to Dundalk last night. I was going to say, Irish expert in backing horses at big prices and not getting anything back, which was very much the case last night. But hopefully Lightning might strike twice again.
Yeah, well, you managed to beat the book yesterday, if nothing else.
But unbelievable. I was just running through the list with you, wasn't I, off air. And I don't think I've ever had a night where I've had so much frustration and so much nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
You know, getting 20-1 about horses that went off sixes and nines, about 3-1 shots. So that was the killer, man. That 3-1. 3-1, that was in the morning, that Torpedo Alley. It's gone up 10-11. And you just feel as though you've got it, and then along comes something you never really were ready for. Horse that had been running in America, having its first run for New Connections, absolutely bolting all over you. So one of those nights.
Hopefully it'll be a bit better this evening.
Let's hope.
Different game as well, bit of jumping this evening, and some interesting ones in there as well.
There is, yeah, good race right the way through the middle car. That chase offers up plenty of horses who've got previous back class, some in good form, some not, but lots of runners on softish ground. So you know, we're gonna need a little bit of imagination to find one or two of them. So I've looked at the betting a few of them this morning. The maidens, it's sort of like 4-5 to 1 the field, and the handicaps as big as 6-7 to 1 the field. So it won't be easy.
It won't, but let's do our best. Starting in the 4:35, which is a maiden hurdle of the extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Robin Des People is the 7-2 market leader this morning. Definite trouble is sixes. There's been money for Nokrea, who's 8-1 into 6-1. 7-1 for It's Nothing Personal and Lockmore Lord. 9-1 for Tongi. And money for Oscar Swan, 20s into 12s this morning. 14s or bigger for the others. Quite a tricky opener to fit with the rest of the card, Andy. So what do you like there?
Yeah, this is a bit of a nasty one to start off with. Various form lines all coming together, 1-2 unknown quantities. Probably the horse with the best form, you could argue, is Robin Des People, and the bookmakers have thought that as well. Ran about a 7-2 poke this morning, representing the Liz Dore camp. He's had 3 runs so far, 2 of them in maiden hurdles, both of a decent standard at Grade 1 tracks, Leopardstown and Punchestown respectively. I think his best run was the one 2 starts back behind Sandra Hughes' Total Recall. The second's won subsequently, Oscar Knight, an Open Eagle, who went into that race a wild odds on shot. Of course, won the November handicap by about 12 lengths for David O'Mara last year. That was a very good main hurdle. Kept on well for pressure to finish fourth and occupied the same position. Went a little bit more disappointing, arguably, the next day behind Heck Thomas, who's got beat subsequently in a race down in Wexford. Fort Smith, who was third that day, I mean, he's probably been the story of the season over in Ireland. I mean, he got beat at 12 on the one day, and even though he's been running in mains where he should be winning, he hasn't yet found the back of the net. So, like I said, I think he's probably about the right favourite, but it doesn't mean necessarily that I'm going to tip him, because I quite like one at a much bigger price here. We can get 10-1 for this horse this morning. Horse is called Tongi, who has run 4 reasonable races of late over hurdles. Started off in finishing a good fourth, and then caught the eye of the stewards when 5th at Nace back in January. Chased down a horse of Nolmeads called Angus, back at the same track next time out, again with a wild outsider, showing plenty of ability. And then he comes out of a race here at Clonmel over the course and distance, which regular podcasters will, if they dip into their memory bank, will remember quite well, because I tipped the horse out of that finished 3rd, Kilford next time out, who won for us at a big price. Vedateri at the winner has gone on to win a graded race subsequently. Venetian de Mai, he finally got off the mark next time out of a hurdles. And Western Appoint, who was absolutely thrashed that day in 7th, he's won 2 subsequent races in the interim. So this piece of form here at Clonmel back in February is probably away from the favourite, the obvious other starting point. And this horse, Tongi, has been totally overlooked in the bet. And I do like course and distance form. So at 10-1, I think we've got a good chance of starting off in the best possible way. Back on a horse with a really good chance with course form at a double-figure price.
Good. Tongi each way in the opener, then in the 4.35. The 5.05 is the second race. This is a maiden hurdle of the extended 2 miles. We've got a pretty short price favourite in the shape of Nickname Exit, who's 5-4. It's 4-1 for Sarwiston. Bright Prospect is 13-2. 8-1 for Table Tips. 10s for Frankie Ballou. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Nickname Exit, trained by Willie Mullins, Ruby Walsh on board, has been probably disappointing in bumpers so far, Andy, when going off favourite. His favourite again for his hurdling debut. Pretty weak contest, but would you take him on at 5-4?
I wouldn't certainly want to be laying him at 5-4 because I think he's one of the most likely winners. Given that there's been good money for him this morning as well with several other firms, I think he might start the shade of odds on, as he did last time out in a bumper down in, obviously, at Clonmel here at this track. I thought it was a bit disappointing, as you quite rightly pointed out that day, but he got beat by a horse who quickened up very smartly. We haven't seen him out subsequently. The name escapes me. He might well turn up in one of those decent bumpers at either Fairy House or Punchestown. Roman Gold, who finished second, he's run okay subsequently. And the fourth run, Hurricane, he finished third in a maiden hurdle behind Western Point over the track last time out. So it's just okay form. It's something to get carried away with. I think they're going to hope he improves significantly, as you mentioned, now he goes over hurdles. And maybe slightly better ground today might be the key to this son of Nickname. It's a weakish maiden, so there'll be a lot of long faces at the Mullins camp if he doesn't oblige. Not really sure what to make of the second favourite, Sarwiston, who hasn't really done much of late. Table Tips looks fairly moderate, so we're not really left with a great deal away from the favourite. So I'm going to offer up one each way, or maybe without the favourite, or on the place-only market, because I do think he'll run quite well, as he's done already at the track. And that's Frankie Ballou from the Philip Rothwell stable. He chased down the aforementioned Western Appoints back here in the early part of March, doing all his best work at the end. He couldn't quite go with the winner on that occasion, who was well found in the market. But the two of them pull well clear of a horse I fancied on the day, a horse called Run Hurricane. And that Run Hurricane ties in with the favourite, Nickname Exit. That horse was at fourth in the race, and Nickname Exit was third in that bumper behind a name escapes me. So he hasn't got an absolute mountain to climb on the numbers and on the official form. And I think he's slightly been overlooked here, perhaps because he's got a very low handicap mark already of 95. But I'm not suggesting, like I say, we should absolutely smash him up, but I do think he'll be there or thereabouts. So with or without the favourite, I'll go with Frankie Ballou each way.
Okay, Frankie Ballou for Andy in the 5.05. The 5.35 is the third race on the card. This is a handicap hurdle for four-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. It's over 3 miles, and recent course and distance winner, the Grey Guy, heads the market at 9-2. 13-2 for Old Time Melody, 7-1 for Sam and Tom. Change the rules is 15-2, 8s for Ilston Grey, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Just looking a bit further down, by the way, there's been money for Oscar Chimes by the look of it. It was 16s into 11s this morning. So what do you make of this race, Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the obvious one here. I'm going to go with the Grey Guy. Up until that win here over the course and distance back in the early part of March, he showed a fair level of form anyway, suggesting that he was about to strike. He was a good runner-up behind Old Time Melody at Fairy House, and then chased down the in-form Sam and Tom at Thurles back on the 12th of February. So it was no great surprise that he finally got off the mark, and he got a good bit of reward for those decent series of placed efforts. I really liked him as well that day. He had to be very game in the finish. He probably hit the front a little bit sooner than Patrick Mangan had hoped for at the top of the hill, and he was left in front, left a little bit stranded there, rowing his own boat, but he got engulfed by one or two going down to the last, but he didn't have to stick on well for pressure to get the better of Fiddler's Way on the running. And I like his attitude. I just think he's one of those tough granite handicappers that always run his race. The handicappers only put him up £6, which is not insurmountable. And at 92 with William Hill, he represents a really solid each-way bet at that price.
Solid each-way bet there then. The 6.05 is the fourth race on the card. This is a beginner's chase over 2 miles. Dino is the 3-1 favourite. 130 for the Hertz Garden. Treacy Hotel's Boy is 6-1. 7s for Stonehall Jack. 10-1 for Drissog Boy and the Conquer Club. And then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of this race then, Andy? I'm not surprised to see Dino at the top of the market. He's been knocking on the door and a couple of efforts over fences already, so got experience in the book.
He has, yeah. The one thing he hasn't got today is Davy Russell on board, who's ridden this horse on his last three starts, and I thought Davey was excellent on him. Even though he got beaten by Mr. Cosmopolitan two starts ago, he did everything in his power to make sure that this horse had every chance. But unfortunately, he got run out of it. He got run out of it next time out behind Marsham. It was the race that really him and Third Opinion kind of did for each other, really. They took each other on down the back, and they almost like lost concentration of another horse being held up off the pace. And they really softened each other up. So I thought he was a bit unlucky the last day to be picked off by a wild 20-1 outsider who never got involved in the hottest part of the race. He's certainly got a chance for a recompense here with Mikey Fogarty on board. At least we know guys around the track and he jumped solid. He's making danger looks to be the herd's garden on the official figures over hurdles. He's always looked to chase in the making, Noel Meade's charge. And I thought he ran quite well last time out without being unduly punished beyond Misty Lady. And this gives him every opportunity now going over the larger obstacles to make his mark. But there is one here that has been slightly overlooked by the bookmakers, largely due to the fact that I think he's made an unexpected, in my opinion anyway, switch over fences from a hurdling win last night, which is absolutely sensational on the figures. And the horse in question is called Drizzahogue Boy from the Noel Brett stable. Quite what his trainer is thinking of here, I've absolutely no idea, because I really was expecting this horse to make hay next time out back over the smaller obstacles, because the time he produced that day back on the 19th of March was absolutely phenomenal. He ran the last circuit in 2 minutes 19.2, and that compares really favourably with the other two hurdle races on the track. Alistair Delon won a main hurdle over 2 miles in 2.21, and Rowley Boy took a conditions hurdle, completing the circumference of the track in 2 minutes 20. So he was under par with those two horses, rated much higher. So I was really looking to get involved with his form. But amazingly, like I say, connections have now gone over fences with him, which seems a little bit odd. They've also dropped him back from 2 miles 6 to 2 miles, which again seems a little bit perplexing. But either way, I do think this horse is in such good form. And if the trainer thinks he's good enough to run over fences and over 2 miles, that's good enough for me. So I'm going to take a bit of a punt here on Drizzahogue Boy running just as well as he did last time out of hurdles over fences for the first time.
Okay. The next race is the fifth race on the card. It's the 6:35, which is the Sioux Valley Chase. It's over 2.5 miles, and Make a Track is the 5-2 market leader. Money for Colbert Station, who's 3-1 into 11-4, running in a 2.5 mile chase when normally he's getting ready for the Grand National at this time of year. Gold Bullet is 11-2 into 9-2, 5 So You Must Know Me, He'll Be Remembered, and Bailey Green are both 7-1. So some good old names in here, Andy, as you mentioned at the top of this piece. So which one would you side with this afternoon?
Yeah, nasty little race though. Even though we have got some nice names on show here. Colbert Station hasn't won for quite a while. I couldn't really fancy him with a great deal of confidence, even though he's got plenty of back class. Gold Bullet's an interesting one. He always seems to be well found in the market. He only went off 8-1 to win the Kim Muir at the Cheltenham Festival on the package. And he never really got into the contest. But prior to that, he'd run well beyond Los Amigos, who's a strong fancy for the Irish National on Easter Monday, over this distance, two starts back. He's also won a bumper here at Clonmel back in the day. And I can see why there's money for Gold Bullet. But I'm going to play with a straight bat here and go with the course and distance winner from early on in the season, and that's Make a Track. He's a real good horse going right-handed. He goes really well around this course, as I said. He likes soft ground. And I actually thought he ran quite well at Cheltenham in the plate, the Grade 3 handicap chase won in the end by Kim Bailey's second string, Dana. I actually thought Make a Track was going to be involved in the finish turning for home. He actually led turning off the home bend, but only to fade late on. It was probably due to the fact that he was up with the speed for a long way and the ground was a little bit too quick for him. He just couldn't quicken with the other horses. But if you go back to his run, like I say, early on in the season, when he beat Noble Endeavour here over this course, this puts him in with a really, really good chance, because obviously Noble Endeavour went on to frank the form at Cheltenham himself with a good second in the Martin Pike behind Khalil Tavik. So despite top weight here, I do think Make a Track will go well. Also, keep an eye on He'll Be Remembered. He's been running really well of late, finished second and third in his last two starts. He's got good form going right-handed over this trip on soft ground. And, you know, he come up against a resurgent Ruby Light last time out. So I'll probably play the two against the field here, funny enough. I'll probably play Make a Track around about the 3-1 mark, and also have a little bit of a save on He'll Be Remembered at 8-1.
The 7:05 is the penultimate race this evening. It's a handicap chase over 2.5 miles. 5 o'clock tee is 13-2 into 9-2 favourite this morning. Ivy Glen 11-2, 7-1 for All the Way Home. Mallards in Flight 15-2, 8 for Kiltie Lanrose. and Magical Mother, and then 10 to 1 are bigger prices for the others. A bit of money for Fiery Oscar as well, 14s into 10s at the time of recording this. So a well-backed favourite in the shape of 5 o'clock tea, Andy, trained by Tony Martin. It seems to travel well in his races without really going through with it, but looks to have ability, and he's on a pretty low mark here. What do you make of the favourite?
Yeah, absolutely spot on, Mark. Yeah, you've obviously been watching this horse quite intently as well, like I have. He has been punted every single time he started on his seasonal reappearance after a long layoff. He finished third and caught the eye. He then got brought down when he was going well in Down Royal, and well fancied the other day at Leopardstown, only to slightly disappoint again with his effort off the bridle. So the jury's very much out for me anyway with 5 o'clock tea. It wouldn't surprise me if he did pop up, but at 9-2, there's no value there. I'll probably play two against the field here. I've got to go with Ivy Glen, who has she's certainly been knocking at the door prior to that victory last time out at Garran in the beginner's chase. It was the race which involved several horses that crashed out at the third last, including the horse that Davy Russell unfortunately suffered a bad injury on. Like I said, there was plenty of other horses that fell. But up to that point, Ivy Glen had jumped and travelled well anyway. And I think she probably might have won despite all that carnage around her. Prior to that, she'd run well over the track behind Mr. Cosmopolitan Dino. Went a bit of an unconsidered outsider. So for Marker 99, I still think she's quite well handicapped here. And she could go well. And the other one to mention is Mallard in Flight, who has been a frustrating character over the years. But she has won one race, and that came here at this track. So she's one for one at the course. And she returns to this track now with the tongue tie and the blinkers back on, which seemed to work really well at Leopardstown a few starts ago. Prior to that, she looked a little bit reluctant, sometimes under pressure. But with the headgear on, she seemed to run a much more better race. Obviously, she fell last time out to unseated rider without us finding out how good she would have gone. But this is very much her level. So I'm going to go with the two mares against the field here. Ivy Glen at 13-2, Mallard's in Flight at 15-2.
Couple against the field there for Andy then, and the final race is the 7:35. We finish with a mare's bumper over the extended 2 miles. Miska is the 4-6 market leader. 11-2 for Miss Dynamic, 10 times better, 7-1. Tigroni is another at 7s, 8s for Lady Dromlach, and 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. We all know how well Willie Mullins does in bumpers, Andy. Is this mare going to be another winner for him?
It might well be, yeah. Obviously, the bookmakers once again taking no risks with a Willie Mullins train horse in a bumper. This Miska's been put in at 4-6. She's a mare by presenting out of a female line that Willie Mullins knows really well. So it wouldn't surprise me if it obliged in the colours of many horses that have been carried to victory in recent times. But the prices, I'm going to have to look for a little bit of each way value, and I'm going to have to go with Miss Dynamic here. At least she's got a bit of experience and she's got fitness under her belt. She hasn't run since November, but that run back before Christmas at Ayr has worked out really well. And I don't think she'd be a million miles away here, despite obviously the favourite being very strongly fancied. You've only got to look at the two horses that she sandwiched in between that day. Imada, who was obviously well found in the market that day, went off at 4-6 next time out at Kelso. And although he didn't manage to win, he travelled like a really good horse until just being outstripped by a couple in the latter stages. But back in third was Sirius Darius, who went on to win a bumper subsequently for the informed Malcolm Jefferson and absolutely bolted up the other day over hurdles at Hexham. So like I say, she was in quite deep there against two very, very good geldings. And now she takes on her own sex back on home soil with the Gordon Elliott team in good form. This strong stay, who has won a point-to-point over 3 miles, should really, in all intents and purposes, be there or thereabouts. I'd be amazed if she's not in the frame. You can get 30-2, 6-1, that kind of price this morning. And I think that's a nice each-way bet about Miss Dynamic in the last.
OK, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Clonmel one more time.
OK, no problem. A couple of nice each-way bets in those main hurdles to kick off the card for me. I'm going to go with Tongi, who, even though finished fifth last time out, was in a very good race where four subsequent winners have gone on to oblige. So I think 10-1 each-way for that is not a bad price. I'm quite keen on another each-way bet, as I said, in the 5.05 in the shape of Frankie Ballou, who ran well over the course and distance the last day. 5.35, desperately difficult handicap, but I think the solid bet has to be the grey guy each way, who's the only course and distance winner in the field. In the 6.05, slightly odd to find Drizzy Hogue Boy, A, going over fences for the first time, and B, dropping back in trip, but such was his time the last day in that good race at Thurles. I'm going to have to go with him despite that. In the 6.35, trappy old race, but I quite like the top two here. Make a Track would be my number one choice. over he'll be remembered. In the 7.05, two against the field, Ivy Glen and Mallard's in flight. And in the final race, all eyes will be on the William on his train, Miska. But I'm going to go against that horse because of the price and offer up a nice each-way alternative in the shape of Miss Dynamic.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Clonmel this evening.
I will do. And happy Easter, everyone.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.